Day about Cain and Abel, and not just the story, but the spiritual application about Cain and Abel. Look with me in Genesis chapter 4, and we'll read verses 1 to 8. In Genesis chapter 4, verses 1 to 8, amen. It's good to see Daniel back, amen, being on the ship for many days, amen. And it's good to see everyone here. Man, it's exciting. The Sunday school, I love. It's been growing. We got some good numbers in Sunday school, okay? And I'm excited about that. Genesis chapter 4, verses 1 to 8. Is everyone there? Okay. And Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived and bare Cain and said, I have gotten a man from the Lord. And she again bare his brother Abel, and Abel was a keeper of sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. And in process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord. And Abel, he also brought of the firstlings of his flock and of the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering. But unto Cain and to his offering, he had not respect. And Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell. And the Lord said unto Cain, why art thou wroth, and why is thy countenance fallen? If thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted? And if thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door. And unto thee shall be his desire, and thou shalt rule over him. And Cain talked with Abel his brother, and it came to pass, when they were in the field, that Cain rose up against Abel's brother, and slew him, killed him. It's the first murder in the Bible in the human race. The first murder, first sin of murder in the human race. And I'm not going to focus on that. What I'd like to talk about is the offerings. Because when you first read that, and especially if you're a new Christian, you don't know the Bible, or you just started reading the Bible, start coming to church, you read that and you feel bad for Cain. Because you're like, why wouldn't God accept his offering? Like, he did the best he could. Like, he offered something to God, and why would God reject it if he's doing it? And if you weren't raised in church, always hearing a story, you get that inclination. Like, well, why was Cain rejected? Why did God have respect for Cain's offering? And why did God not accept, or why did God not accept Cain and his offering? And why did God accept Abel's offering? Was God giving respecting persons? Was God favoring somebody over someone else? Like, why did this happen? And because of this, we see a very bad outcome. There's a couple things I want you to notice about Cain. God did not reject Cain because he was an evil person. God did not reject Cain because he didn't believe in God. See, the thing is Cain did believe in God. You say, well, Cain really didn't believe. Well, you don't offer sacrifices, or you don't offer offerings to someone you don't believe. Okay? And you don't get upset at somebody that rejects you if you don't believe them. So we see here that Cain believed in God, and Cain even talked to God. Cain talked with God. And look at verse 9. In Genesis chapter 4, verse 9, and the Lord said unto Cain, where is Abel thy brother? And he said, I know not. Am I my brother's keeper? Well, the point is, he's talking to God. He's talking to God. God's speaking to him, and he's talking to God, but yet God rejected his offering. So number one, Cain did believe in God. Number two, what I like to notice about Cain here is Cain wanted to serve God. Yeah, of course he did. Look at verse 3. And in process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord. Why would you bring an offering to God if you don't want to serve God? Okay, so we see that Cain believed in God. Cain wants to serve God. He brought an offering to God. Not only that, Cain brought an offering before Abel. So Cain even wanted to be first. Like, I want to serve God first. So in other words, Cain wasn't being a hypocrite. Like, oh well, Abel's going to offer an offering. Well, I guess I'm just going to do it too. No, Cain initiated. The Bible says Cain was the first one to offer an offering to the Lord. I believe Cain was sincere. Not only did Cain believe in God and wanted to serve God. The third point I want you to notice about Cain in the story, and it's true, Cain wanted to please God. A lot of people say, well, if he wanted to please God, he would do the right thing. Well, no, you don't understand. Look with me in verse 5 and 6. But unto Cain and to his offering he had not respect, and Cain was very wroth. Well, why was Cain wroth? Why was he angry? Why was he upset? And his countenance fell. Why? Because God rejected his offering. If you don't want to please someone, you could care less what he thinks. Like if you say, Brother Mike Wilps, I'm tired of you. I don't care. I don't care about you anyway. Right. He cared about pleasing God so much that when God rejected his offering, anger, his face, he pouted, he got real upset, he got real bothered. Why? Because genuinely, sincerely, Cain wanted to please God. And, but God rejected Cain's offering. So Cain believed in God, wanted to serve God. Cain wanted to please God, but God rejected Cain's offering. And you know what? Cain was a lost soul on his way to hell. It's very interesting because I hear people all the time, well, I think he is saved, or I think she is saved. And they could be in any denomination. It could be Baptist. It could be, you could add the denomination. Well, I believe they're saved. Well, why do you believe they're saved? And your only basis is because they believe in God, they want to serve God, and they want to please God. Well, so was Cain. So was Cain. And the Bible says in 1 John chapter 3, why don't you look with me, but hold your place in Genesis. In 1 John chapter 3, verses 11 and 12 talks about Cain. 1 John chapter 3, verses 11 and 12. 1 John chapter 3, verses 11 and 12. For this is the message that ye heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. Not as Cain, who was of that what? The wicked one. But yet he believed in God, wanted to serve God, wanted to please God. But yet the Bible says he was of the wicked one. He was not saved. His sins were not forgiven. He was not born again. And slew his brother. And wherefore slew he him? Because his own works were evil and his brother's righteous. Did you know, how can we apply this today? A story that was 6,000 years ago. Many people in the world today, even Christians who are in churches today, throughout all America, throughout all the world, mean well, guys. They really do mean well. There are good, sincere people that aren't going to heaven. There are good, moral, sincere people that are not going to heaven. There are people who believe in God, want to please God, and want to serve God like Cain, but when they die, they go straight to hell. That's not me condemning them to hell. I'm stating a fact, just like Cain went to hell. Mean well, believe in God, want to please God, want to serve God, but their sins are not forgiven. Listen, you can believe in God and not have your sins forgiven. You can want to please God and want to serve God. That doesn't mean your sins have been forgiven. They will not be in heaven when they die. They are sincere people who believe in God but are lost with God. You can believe in God but be lost with God. Just like Cain. Cain believed in God, pleased God, wanted to serve God, but he was still lost. Now the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 4, by faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous. So Abel's sacrifice was accepted. Cain's sacrifice or offering was rejected. Is that true? The Bible says that Abel's sacrifice was accepted and more righteous. So, Cain and Abel were the same in many things. And that's why there's many people in the church today. When I mean in the church, they're members of denominations. They're members of denominations. They believe in God. So both believed in God. Both wanted to serve God. Both wanted to please God. But only one of them had the correct offering toward God. Only one of them were accepted by God and the other rejected. Isn't that true? And the Bible says, by faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice. So God's problem with Cain wasn't because he didn't believe. God's problem with Cain wasn't because he didn't want to serve God. God's problem with Cain wasn't because he didn't want to please God. God's problem with Cain was his sacrifice was wrong. His offering was off. We see that Abel's sacrifice, Abel's offering was correct, and God received it, but Cain's offering, sacrifice, was wrong. What are you offering to God this morning? If you were to die tonight, I pray you don't. I pray you live many years, all of you. I pray we live, have a fulfilled life, family, friends. I pray that God blesses you and God blesses us, and we have a long journey before we die, but one day you're going to die. Early or later, you're going to die one day. And the Bible says, it is appointed unto man once to die, and after this, to judgment. And if you were to die, and when you're going to die, what is your offering to God to get into heaven? And many people say, well, I've been faithful to church. Well, I teach the Bible. I sing songs. I want to serve God. I want to please God. I believe in God. And God could well reject you from entering in heaven if your sacrifice is wrong, if your offering is wrong. And you say, what are you talking about? What's going on? Well, God rejected Cain because his offering was wrong, but Abel's offering was right. Now look with me briefly, quickly, in Genesis chapter 4, verses 3 and 4. In Genesis chapter 4, verses 3 and 4. The Bible says, and in process of time it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord, and Abel, he also brought of the firstlings of his flock, and of the fat thereof, and the Lord God had respect unto Abel and to his offering, but unto Cain and to his offering he had not respect. And you know the rest of the story. Cain offered fruit or vegetables, right? Fruit of the ground, vegetables, farmer, okay, from the ground. Abel offered blood. Abel offered blood, animals, sacrifice. Cain offered the best of his hands, the work. And Abel thought, because of his ability, because he's given his best, and I'm going to show that I'm going to work hard, I'm going to be the best, I'm going to work harder than Abel. I'm going to show that I have more abilities than Abel. I'm going to show that I can do it. Look what I've done. I have slaved day and night in the hot sun and tilling the land and breaking it down and putting rows and seeds and look at my crops. And I'm going to offer the best. I'm going to take the worst. I'm going to take the bruised vegetables. I'm going to give the best to God. And he thought, God will definitely accept me and my works. And Abel said, I have nothing to bring except for what he said. God only accepts a blood sacrifice. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 9, verse 22, without shedding of blood is no remission or forgiveness of sins. If there is no shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sins. And that's why we have the cross of Jesus Christ. He shed his blood to forgive every single sin you've ever committed. You will commit in the future, past, and present. If there is no blood, if there is no cross, if Jesus Christ did not give his, you know what that is? When his blood was being shed, you know what Jesus was doing? Giving his life for you. He gave his all for the sins of the world. And there's nothing you can do. Your vegetables don't work. And what that is a representation of? Works. Works. So I don't care if you're in a denomination and you say, well, I believe in God, but I'm sincere and I want to please God and I want to serve God. Yeah, but if you're offering works, if you're offering blood, oh, I'm sorry, if you're offering vegetables, you can't. And there's a song, there is no blood in the turnip. There is no blood in cucumbers. Okay. And many people say, well, I believe in God, and I'm trying to be the best person I could be, and I'm trying to be holy. And I think that's great, but just like Cain, you'll still die and go to hell. Because there is no forgiveness of sins in the day of judgment. There is no salvation outside of the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen? Have you been washed in the blood of Jesus? That's a good question. It doesn't matter if you believe in God, that God exists, want to do good, serve God, please God. You cannot go into heaven because you're sincere. You could be sincere, but sincerely wrong. Is that true? You could be so sincere with tears in your eyes, blowing people up for your God. You're sincerely wrong. Only God receives the blood of his son, Jesus Christ. And you and I both have to come to the cross as sinners in need of a Savior. When did you humble yourself before a holy God and say, I'm a sinner, unworthy. I need the blood of Christ. I need God's grace, love, and forgiveness. If you've never done that, you're still like Cain, and you're of the wicked one, and you'll die, and you'll step out into eternity in a devil's hell. And that's not me condemning you. I don't want to condemn you. Christ doesn't even want to condemn you. Christ's love is for every one of us. And the Bible says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, go to hell, but have everlasting life. And when he says he gave his son gave his blood. And Jesus Christ shed his blood on the cross of Calvary. Amen? Have you been to Calvary's blood? Have you been washed in the blood of the Lamb? If you have, you're going to heaven, my friend. Not because you're good, not because you produced vegetables from the ground, but because of the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Amen? God demands a blood sacrifice for the sins of man. Without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness. There is no salvation. There is no forgiveness of sins. Cain's offering to God was wrong because it was his works. It's a representation. It's a figure of his works. A man trying to please God through his good works. And what's interesting is somebody can do the case, well, that's not fair. Cain didn't know. Cain did the best he could. He couldn't know. He knew. He knew. Because do you remember when God said to him, after Cain was all angry and his countenance fell, he said, don't you know if you do good, you'll be accepted? Right. See, Cain tried to get to heaven some other way in the name of Jesus. Now, in the name of God, to be more exact. Okay? So, the only through the blood of Christ there's forgiveness. God only accepts the blood sacrifice. Now, since the beginning, Adam and Eve. So, Cain and Abel's parents were Adam and Eve. And when they were in the garden perfect, they didn't need a blood sacrifice because they were perfect. They weren't sinners. But when they sinned, do you remember? They were naked. They didn't know it. But when they sinned, they knew it. God said, who told you what's going on? And God himself killed animals, maybe even lambs. God killed animals and clothed Adam and Eve with the skins, the coats of animals. Blood was shed for the sins of Adam and Eve. From the beginning, it's always been the blood. The only thing is they had to kill so many animals every year for the sacrifice of the people. But the Lord Jesus Christ sacrificed himself once and for all. And the blood of Jesus Christ was once for all the sins of the world. But you have to come to the cross and receive it. You have to come to Christ and repent of your sins and trust Christ as your Savior. And his blood washes all of your sins away. You can take that to the bank. You can be sure that you're going to heaven if you've been washed in the blood of Jesus. Amen? Amen. God only accepts Jesus' blood. And you can sing the song with me. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. You know where the power of God is? In the blood. Do you know where the power of God is? In the gospel. for I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. You want to sense the power of God? Tell some sinner about the cross of Christ and how Jesus died on the cross, shed his blood to forgive them. Oh, I know that. Well, I know that. And then you say to them, if they have that attitude, because they all have the head knowledge of it, you say to them, okay, well, tell me, when were you washed in the blood? Well, I was baptized. Well, that's not being washed in the blood. I made my sacraments. Good job, but that's not washed in the blood. When did you come to Christ as a sinner needing a Savior? That's all. When did you come to Jesus? You came to the cross as a sinner needing a Savior. I'll tell you when I did, 1994. I came to Jesus Christ. I came to the cross of Christ on my knees with tears in my eyes. And I'm not saying you need to be on your knees, but though it's good. And I'm not saying you need tears in your eyes, though it's a blessing if you can. But I was on my knees and tears in my eyes, and I repented of my sins toward God in general as a sinner. Now remember, we're teaching about repentance. You don't have to repent of every single sin to be saved. There's sins in my life that I did that I didn't even know was a sin until after I got saved. But you have to repent of who you are, a sinner. That's in general. Not, well, I drank one beer and smoked one cigarette. I repent of those two things. Now I'm good. No. You have to repent of who you are, a sinner in need of a Savior. Amen? Amen. I really want to challenge you guys. I know that we've been talking about if you're truly a born-again Christian, you have the Holy Spirit, and you're sealed if you're truly a born-again Christian. But not many Christians are filled with the Holy Spirit. And filling is led, being guided, being directed, being moved by God himself through the Holy Spirit. Then, of course, there's fruit of the Spirit, joy, peace, love. And the Bible says that one of the fruits of the Holy Spirit is boldness. Boldness in what? To do wrong? No. To be mean-hearted? No. To fight and challenge people? No. Boldness into share the gospel, to preach Christ and his forgiveness. I want to challenge you guys this week. Find someone. You say, I can find 10. Find one. Let's just start there. I love that. We got to win 10 souls. Can you just win one? Each one, reach one. Just win one. Don't even worry about 10. Is there one soul that's not saved, whether religious but lost? Maybe he's Cain. Do you know a Cain? Maybe he didn't kill his brother, but he believed in God. He's sincere. He wants to serve God. He wants to please God. But they don't have the blood of Christ. They've never come to the cross. They've never been born again by the Spirit of God. I want to challenge you this week. Find one sinner. That's not hard to do. It's not hard to find one sinner. Okay. Now, they might not think they're sinners, but we know we're all sinners. Find one sinner and just, listen, don't bash the world, don't bash everything. Just focus on the cross of Christ. Teach somebody what the cross is, what the cross does, what the blood does, what Jesus did, how he saves and forgives and cleanses. Talk about death and judgment and heaven and hell and forgiveness. I promise, if you just do that with a pure heart, you just might experience the filling of God, and you just might see the power of God, and you just might see a sinner come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. Amen. Let's stand to our feet. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for the message. I thank you that salvation is not by works, but faith in your Son, Jesus Christ. I thank God that the blood of Christ cleanses all sinners and forgives all sin if we come to you by faith. Thank you, God, for this church. I pray that we've been challenged and edified. I pray those that are saved just need a little assurance and a little encouragement that they are forgiven. And God, most important, I pray that you put a lost sinner in our path that we can graciously and with love in our hearts talk about the power of God, which is the gospel of Jesus Christ. Thank you so much, Father. Lead us. We need you. In the second hour, please be present. Speak to our hearts. We love you. In Jesus' precious name, amen.